The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Viewers of Mandi Channel, welcome to another silsila of Paths to Success of Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We have a very beautiful topic for you today. The friends of Allah Almighty, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, the awliya Allah, time to time they have come in every time period, Alhamdulillah. Even in our time, you will find that there are those people who are the friends of Allah, who are living in our time also. And inshallah, it is what we're going to be talking about today, inshallah. Let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation. Peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, said, when people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah azawajal meet together, shake hands with each other, and recite Salatul Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala sallam, the past and the future, sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, so whenever you meet with each other, alhamdulillah, try to, as well as giving salam, as well as meeting each other, recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the final messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, azawajal, by the blessings of this, inshallah, azawajal, alhamdulillah, you will gain the blessings in this world and also in the akhirah. Alhamdulillah, today we have with us Ana Fallon. Alhamdulillah, we have Shahid Bhai, alhamdulillah, with us. We had Ustad Khalid Madani with us, alhamdulillah. And we had Haroon Bhai with us as well, inshallah. So let's go to the puzzle of the day, inshallah. The guest word, inshallah. We see what we have today, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way.
Before we start talking about our topic, let's listen to a kalam, inshallah.
Mustafa jaan rahmat shamae bazm hidayat sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam ka farmane alishan hai ki jo koi shakhs mujh par ek bar durood e pak padhe Allah azza wa jalla us par apni 10 rehmatein nazil farmata hai uske 10 gunahon ko mitata hai aur uske 10 darajat ko buland farmata hai aaj jo kalam aap sunne ja rahe hain isme aapko bar bar durood e pak padhne ka mauka milega aaiye naat e rasool e maqbool bhi suniye aur durood e pak ke wird mein shamil ho jaiye
sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallallahu alaihi wasallam sachi baat sikhate ye seedhi raah dikhate ye hain sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallallahu alaihi wasallam
jaldi jaane bujhate बुझाते ये हैं रोती आंखें हंसाते ये हैं सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
कसरे दना तक किसकी रसाई कसरे दना तक किसकी
رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
انا اعطیناک الکوثر انا اعطیناک الکوثر ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف و فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ما جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے, ما جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے, آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا, ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا, پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے, سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے, پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ, کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ, مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ, اٹس اے بیوٹیفل کلام. Let's come back to our topic, friends of Allah Almighty, inshallah. This is what we're going to be talking about today. And who are these awliya? Who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are those people who have faith and who have piety in their lives. And these people, they are constantly in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have this such a fear in their mind that Allah azza wa jal is watching them at all times. You know, we might have this mindset also, but these people, they have full, it's so strong into their mind that they avoid sins. They keep themselves away from sins. And they ponder over their actions, their piety. They go deep into actions. They look into their hearts and into their sincerity and how they are doing their actions. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, inshallah, we're going to be talking a lot about these great personalities, different walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. We're going to be mentioning their names, their stories, their lives, inshallah, azawajal. And inshallah, let's start with Shahid Bhai, inshallah, azawajal. Shahid Bhai, we're talking about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, when you hear about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically it's like it enlightens the heart. This is the power of talking about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, the most closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those, the Anbiya alayhi salam, then the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and then those people who came after them are known as the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Talking about the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, my dear, it's a pleasure to talk about these great personalities. What we have to look at this aspect is that Allah Almighty has bestowed and blessed so many individuals with the closeness to Himself after they've carried out actions, and they carry those actions and they get closer and closer to Allah Almighty. A wali of Allah is not someone who will be disobedient to Allah Almighty, but he will always remain in the obedience of Allah Almighty. And when you look at that, saying to friends of Allah Almighty, it's a special gift from Allah Almighty which He grants to His chosen servants. Well, he's there who has Imam Rahman, he explains that it's not acquired through one's efforts but purely bestowed by Allah Almighty. And of course, Allah Almighty shows His path to those who strive to undertake spiritual struggles. Commonly, the theologians, they define those given wilaya, meaning the saints as Allah's servants who have the knowledge and the ma'rifah of Allah Almighty and His attributes as much as is possible for them. The saint constantly obeys Allah Almighty. He refrains from the disobedience and is not engrossed in pursuing base pleasures and desires of the carnal of himself. However, the gift of wilaya is only given to sincere and pious souls that have ascended the levels of inner perfection. If we look at ourselves, we pray our 5 daily prayers, we do, you know, many things in worship as well, but what is our real, you know, feeling about things? We worry about the earnings, we worry about so many other things, but where is the sincerity in which we do things? These friends of Allah Almighty, the walis of Allah, they were sincere in their actions, which is the act of piety and recompense with the matchless gift which they had. When we look at ourselves, we will do things and for a short period we'll probably do certain things and then we'll start neglecting things. But these friends of Allah Almighty, they didn't neglect anything. In fact, they strived to do more and more. They spent sleepless nights to continue to do those actions for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in order to obtain this, one has to be focused about the purpose of creation. What is the purpose of creation? Our purpose of creation is to please Allah Almighty. Our purpose of creation is to follow the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But yet, many people, they do certain things and then they will not do other things. And as mentioned from the right from the outset, Allah Almighty has blessed many, many individuals in the past and in this era as well. And in this common era, if we look at Sheikh Tariqat Amir Al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, if we look at his life, how he lives his life is accordance to the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. He is spreading the deen and so rapidly that everyone who's coming into the fold of Dawud Islami is beginning to change their lives. And this is something which blessing which of a wali will have, who can change lives of people. If we try to change lives of people, of the Humayi, it's very, very difficult. We may do a bit and then we'll give up because we probably think, oh, that person is not changing. That person doesn't want to listen to me. But these wali of Allah, they don't give up. They want to make sure that they want to have the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam change their lives for the betterment. And what is the requirement of becoming a wali of Allah? There's, you know, mashallah, there's a few which I will mention. One to start off is the requirement is in the adherence to the Sunnah. This is because the wali entails being beloved to Allah Almighty, and being beloved to Allah Almighty is only received by he who loves his beloved and loves the practice of his beloved. Allah Almighty mentioned in Lord's Quran, say, dear beloved Prophet, O people, if you love Allah, you should therefore obey me. Then only then Allah will love you. Mm-hmm. This, on the aspect of the Sunnah, is the only holy path leading to the wilaya. And to follow the Sunnah is to follow the pristine Sharia in letters and spirit as well. So we have to make sure that we follow it 100%, not, you know, half-heartedly. When we want to do something, we should do 100% with the intention that this is what Deen teaches us, this is what Allah Almighty has sent us in this world for, so that we change ourselves. Allah Almighty mentions further in Gross Gone, and know that this, the Sharia, is my straight path. So follow it and do not follow other ways. They will separate you from His way. When we follow Sunnah, when we follow the teachings of the Quran, when we follow the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, we know that if we follow 100%, we can change our lives rapidly.
Inshallah. Dear viewers of Madhija, alhamdulillah, Shahid Bhai explaining regarding who these great personalities, the awliya, Allah SWT, it is indeed those who are following the Sharia, those who are upon the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You cannot get a wali of Allah who doesn't follow the teachings of the Quran, who doesn't follow the teachings of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, it's enough for us to understand that who these people are. They are those people who are strictly upon the Quran, who are strictly upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those things which might look very small to us, those actions which might look very small to us, to the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah, they see this as a big action, and they would go out of the way to do it, inshallah. We'll go into some of the lives of the awliya as well, inshallah. But we have, mashallah, Ustad Khalid Madani with us. Ustad Sahab, alhamdulillah, you know, regarding the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when we talk about it, and a lot of people think, okay, they mention about the awliya, but this regarding the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is actually from the Quran. You will find it from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding who these people are, or the greatness of these people are as well.
جی عبدالحنان بھی ماشاءاللہ آج کا ہمارا ٹاپک بڑا خوبصورت ہے فرینڈز آف اللہ اور لوگ یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ شاید اللہ کے جو دوست ہیں یا اللہ کے ولی ہیں وہی لوگ ہیں جو 100 years پہلے گزر چکے ہیں اب ہم اللہ کے قریب نہیں ہو سکتے ہم اللہ کے دوست نہیں بن سکتے یا ہم ان کی فرقت نہیں ہو سکتے دیکھیں کوئی بھی کام جو ہے نا وہ امپاسبل نہیں ہے اللہ تعالیٰ بندے کے اوپر اس کی وسعت کے مطابق ہی جو ہے نا وہ اس کو مکلف ٹھہرتا ہے لا يكلف الله نفسا الا وسعها اگر انسان کوشش کرے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا قرب حاصل کر سکتا ہے نمبر ایک جو ولی کی ڈیفینیشن علماء نے لکھی ہے علماء نے مختلف کیٹاگرائز کی ہیں ایک تو یہ فرمایا کہ الذین آمنوا وکانوا یتقون اللہ کے ولی کی ڈیفینیشن یہ ہے قرآن کے الفاظ میں وہ لوگ جو اللہ پر ایمان لاتے ہیں اور تقوی اختیار کرتے ہیں سو ہو ایور بلیو ان اللہ اینڈ ہائی تھی فیئر آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ان ہز ہارٹ اٹ مینز ہی از کولڈ ولی اللہ فرینڈ آف اللہ بلکہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے جہاں پر آپ نے فرینڈس کا ذکر کیا نا اللہ ان اولیاء اللہ لا خوف علیہم ولا هم یحزنون اس کے آگے یہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ وہ لوگ جو ایمان لاتے ہیں اور اللہ تعالیٰ تبارک سے ڈرتے ہیں تقویٰ کرتے ہیں تو یہ تو مین بیسک پرنسپل ہے اگر آپ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے کلوز ہونا چاہتے ہو یو وانٹ ٹو بیکم اے فرینڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ یو ہیو ٹو بی بلیو ان اللہ یو ہیو ٹو دا فائٹی تقویٰ ہونا چاہیے اس کے علاوہ علماء کرام نے تقریباً 12 ایٹریبیوٹس بیان کی ہیں کہ اگر انسان ان کو اپنائے تو آپ سمجھ سکتے ہیں کہ یہ بندہ اللہ کا ولی ہے بلکہ وہ ساری کی ساری کہیں نہ کہیں آپ کو قرآن پاک سے وہ مل جائیں گی انشاءاللہ ون بائی ون ہم اس کو سنیں گے بھی سب سے پہلی بات یہ کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ پر ایمان لانا اور اس کے ساتھ شرک نہ کرنا یہ دس از دا مین فنڈامنٹل تھنگ اچھا ایمان تو ویسے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے قرآن پاک میں جگہ جگہ فرمایا یا ایھا الذین آمنو ٹھیک ہے اے ایمان والو پھر کئی جگہ فرمایا یا ایھا الذین آمنو آمنو اے ایمان والو ایمان لے کر آؤ یعنی ایمان کے اوپر مستقیم ہو جاؤ اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے ساتھ شرک نہ کرنے کے حوالے سے یہ بھی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے جو فرینڈز ہیں ان کی صفت ہوتی ہے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے خود قرآن پاک میں ارشاد فرمایا والذین لا یدعون مع اللہ الہا آخر کہ جو عباد الرحمن ہیں اللہ کے جو بندے ہیں قریبی اللہ کے بندے ان کی ایک خاصیت یہ بھی ہوتی ہے کہ they didn't associate anybody else with اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ جی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے ساتھ اس کا کوئی پارٹنر جو ہے نا وہ ایسوسیٹ نہیں کرتے پھر حدیث پاک میں بھی اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس مذمت فرمائی ہے کہ شرک کرنا کتنا بڑا گناہ ہے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا لا تشرک باللہ شیئا کہ اللہ کے ساتھ کسی کو شریک نہ ٹھہراؤ اگر جو تمہارے ٹکڑے کر دیے جائیں اگر تمہیں آگ میں جلا دیا جائے لیکن تم اللہ کے ساتھ کسی کو شریک نہ ٹھہراؤ. بلکہ حدیث پاک میں تو اللہ کے نبی نے فرمایا الانبئکم باکبر الکبائر, صحابہ کیا میں تمہیں سب سے بڑے گناہ کے بارے میں نہ بتاؤں. ہی ریپیٹ تھری ٹائمز الانبئکم باکبر الکبائر, اے صحابہ کرام کیا میں تمہیں سب سے بڑے گناہ کے بارے میں نہ بتاؤں. عرض کیا کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیوں نہیں؟ فرمایا الاشراک باللہ وعقوق الوالدین, سب سے بڑا جو گناہ ہے نمبر ایک اللہ کے ساتھ کسی کو شریک ٹھہرانا, اور نمبر دو والدین کی نافرمانی. لہذا جو اللہ کا فرینڈ ہوگا, جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا دوست ہوگا, جو اللہ کا ولی بننا چاہتا ہے, تو یہ دو پرنسپل تو اس کو اپنانے چاہیے. اللہ پر ایمان لانا, اللہ کے ساتھ کسی کو شریک نہ ٹھہرانا. اور جو بھی ہم نے حدیث پاک سنی اس کی روشنی میں پتا چلا کہ والدین کی نافرمانی بھی نہ کرنا. تو کبھی والدین کا نافرمان نہیں ہوگا جو اللہ کا فرینڈ بننا چاہتا ہے, یہ اللہ کا فرینڈ ہوگا. اچھا اللہ کا اگر بندہ فرینڈ بن جائے تو اس کا فائدہ کیا ہوگا؟ دیکھیے عبدالحنان بھائی, اگر ہم اپنے آس پاس ارد گرد تھوڑا سا غور و تفکر کریں نا, آج کل کا دور ایسا ہے کہ ہر بندے کے اندر نا ایک خوف کی کیفیت رہتی ہے, خواہ وہ اپیئر کرے یا نہ کرے, انٹرنل ہو یا ایکسٹرنل ہو, ہڈنلی ہو یا اوپنلی ہو, لیکن ہلکی سی اس کے اندر خوف کی لہر ہوگی. میں آپ کو چند ایک ایگزامپل دیتا ہوں. فار ایگزامپل, بندہ گھر سے نکل کے ڈرائیو کر کے بچوں کو اسکول ڈراپ کرنے جا رہا ہے یا شاپنگ کرنے جا رہا ہے یا کہیں بھی ڈرائیونگ کر رہا ہے, تو اس ڈرائیور کو بھی ایک خوف لاحق ہے کہ ایکسیڈنٹ نہ ہو جائے. ایک ہلکا سا خوف دل میں ہے نا کہ کچھ ایکسیڈنٹ نہ ہو جائے. اچھا اسی طرح ایک مزدور ہے جو سارا دن بےچارا دہاڑی کرتا رہتا ہے, اس کے دل میں بھی خوف کی لہر ہے, پتہ نہیں آج میرا ٹھیکیدار کہیں دہاڑی مجھے دے گا کہ نہیں دے گا, میری دہاڑی نہ مار لے. وہ جو ٹھیکیدار ہے اس کو بھی ہلکا سا خوف ہے کہ یار سرمایہ دار کہیں میرا ٹھیکہ تو نہیں مار لے گا, میرے ٹھیکے میں کمی تو نہیں کر دے گا. وہ جو سرمایہ دار ہے اس کو بھی خوف ہے کہ یار کہیں انکم ٹیکس آفیسر میرے اوپر کوئی ایکسٹرا ٹیکس نہ لاگو کر دے. کوئی بھی ہے, آپ کوئی بھی ایگزامپل لے لیں, اس کو کچھ نہ کچھ ہلکا سا خوف ہوگا. ایون کہ کیمرہ مین کو بھی ہلکا سا خوف ہوگا کہ غلطی نہ ہو جائے, کوئی مسٹیک نہ ہو جائے. تو جب ہر ایک اندر ہلکا ہلکا خوف ہے, لیکن اسی سرزمین کے اوپر اسی آسمان کے نیچے ایک گروہ ایسا بھی ہے جسے کسی چیز کا خوف نہیں.
اللہ
اب آپ سوچو گے یار وہ پھر کیسے, جب ہر بندے کو خوف ہے کسی نہ کسی طرح, چھوٹا ہو یا بڑا ہو, ہلکا ہو یا زیادہ ہو. تو آئیے پھر یہ سوال ہم قرآن پاک سے کرتے ہیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی لارائب اور افاقی کتاب تو ہی ہماری رہنمائی فرما, کہ جب زمین و آسمان میں ہر ایک کو کسی نہ کسی انداز میں, کسی نہ کسی لمحے, کسی نہ کسی مرحلے میں خوف لاحق ہے, تو آخر وہ کون سی مخلوق ہے جسے کوئی خوف نہیں؟ تو اللہ تعالیٰ کا قرآن فرماتا ہے اللہ ان اولیاء اللہ لا خوف علیہم ولا هم یحزنون. سن لو کہ جو اللہ کے ولی ہے, دوز و فرینڈز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, ان کے اوپر نہ تو کوئی خوف ہے نہ ان کی غم ہے. اچھا خوف اور غم دو چیزیں بیان کی ہے, اس کے اوپر علماء نے پھر کافی جو ہے تفسیر کے اندر معنی بیان کیے ہیں. ایک تو اس کا معنی یہ ہے کہ جو فیوچر میں جو کچھ ہوگا اس کا کوئی خوف نہیں ہے, اور جو کچھ ماضی میں ہو چکا ہے یا حال میں ہو رہا ہے اس کا کوئی غم نہیں ہے. اور ایک علماء نے معنی یہ بیان کیا کہ آخرت میں نہ انہیں کسی چیز کا خوف ہوگا, عذاب الہی کا, عذاب جہنم کا, نہ عذاب کی سختی کا, اور نہ ہی کوئی غم ہوگا. تو مطلب جو بندہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا قرب حاصل کر لے, the one who became the friend of اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, then پھر وہ اس مرحلے میں آ جاتا ہے لا خوف علیہم ولا هم یحزنون, اسے پھر نہ تو عذاب جہنم کا خوف ہوگا, نہ عذاب کی سختی کا خوف, اور نہ ہی کسی چیز کا غم ہوگا.
No doubt, alhamdulillah, you're talking about these people though, and alhamdulillah for the views of Bani Chan, you're learning about the awliya, who these people are. They are people who do not have fear anything in the dunya. And you know, when Ustasa was mentioning this, my mind went to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, right? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, you know, when he was asked to, you know, basically he was asked to do something else, and he says, no, the Sharia tells us this, I'm not going to leave this. And upon this he was punished, he was jailed, and you know, he was sentenced to basically all these things, and he refused to give up any of stayed on the haq, on the truth, and then he continued, you know, with his works of the, alhamdulillah, you will find this in the lives of the awliya. Many of these great awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in their lives, they had this in them, that they didn't have fear for loss of the world, but they had fear in the regarding the matters of the akhirah, in the about accountability. And this was their taqwa, this was their God fearing, and this is what made them so great. And my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, if we were to have this fear today, just look at our lives and how we are living our life. We know, you know, when we see a speed camera, we will slow down. But when we know that our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is watching at us all times, we are still committing sin. We are still hiding ourselves from people, thinking there's no one watching us, we'll commit sin. But the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they even when they were doing good, when they were doing goodness, they would have this fear that maybe there might be a bit of ostentation, a bit of riyah in this action, a bit of showing off in this action. They would fear this. When they would do ibadat, they would cry in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, thinking that, is my ibadat going to be accepted or not? This is how these people were, and these great awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reality of these people is because of their piety. Alhamdulillah, there's a beautiful hadith related to this. You know, when I read this hadith, it strengthens you regarding the great awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mas'ud and Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah have said that the awliya Allah are those who, if you see them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you be in the company of these people, you find such a peace. You find that it's like you want to change. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, we are in a time where we have the walis of Allah. Like Ustaz Saab mentioned, there are people even in our time that they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes you will go and sit in such a gathering, you will find that there's a great feeling in that gathering. Arun bhai, you know, when you sit in this gathering, you see, why am I feeling so, you know, so much peace? Why am I feeling that, you know, a change in my life? Is because there's someone who is present in that gathering who is near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Harun bhai, you're talking about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these great holy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, when we say we discuss the purpose of creation, why man was created, and we learn from the Quran that it was that no other reason but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you could say that these awliya Allah, they live and their day and night by this ayah. They live their every second, their every breath that they take according to this ayah, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that solely. Every single action of theirs, every single little deed of theirs is but for nothing but for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, they are steadfast upon obedience and the worship of Allah Almighty, and they are those who abstain from sins.
Inshallah, we will continue with what Harun bhai has got to say, inshallah. So dear viewers, we're talking about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just before we want to continue on with this topic, inshallah, just want to go back to guess the puzzle, inshallah. Let's see this once again. So dear viewers, we're talking about the friends of Allah. I just want to start off mentioning a few of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, those common names which we hear again and again, alhamdulillah, you'll find some of these names mentioned in the books, in different story books, alhamdulillah, you'll find them in different narrations, alhamdulillah, you'll find them when you're reading about the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find them, they're sayings of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find some of these names mentioned, inshallah. So I'm going to mention some of them, so inshallah, it gives you an idea that who these people were. And if you look at from the early generations, you know, these people like Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri, Malik bin Dinar, Rahmatullah alayhi, Maroof-e Karhi, Abu Bakr Shibli, Junaid-e Baghdadi, Sufyan Thawri, Imam-e Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Jafar-e Sadiq, Imam Musa Qazim, Ibrahim bin Adham, Rahmatullah alayhi, Ghawth-e Pak, our great Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah alayhi, Zainul Abideen, Rabia Basriya, Daud Tai, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. You know, these types of names, these are some of the names. And then if you look at those who came from Pak and Hind, they will be aware of people like Haja Gharib Nawaz, Rahmatullah alayhi, Data Ali Hajweri, Rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah alayhi, and Abdullah Shah Ghazi, Rahmatullah. These are some of the names of some of these great holy Apir, Mary Ali Shah Sahab. You know, these are the people, and you see that their graves are spread out throughout the world. The mizars of the tombs of the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are spread throughout the world. I remember when I was in South Africa, there was a great wali of Allah. His grave was in South Africa, Sufi Sahab, in Durban. And I remember going to the Mizar Sharif, and you know, there's people there at all times visiting. You know, when we go to Lahore, Data Darbar, you know, you get people visiting there day and night. You know, you go to Abdullah Shah Ghazi's Mizar in Karachi, and alhamdulillah, you see that people are coming there. And, they, you know, all these, and you see that these people, they have left the world, but yet people are still visiting them. People are going to their graves, and they're getting barakah, they're getting blessings from their presence in the grave, alhamdulillah.
ان میں سے حضرت معروف کرخی، فضیل بن ایاز، حضرت شیخ قبلی، ماشاءاللہ ان سب کے اگر ہم سٹوری پڑھیں نا، جب آپ نام لے رہے تھے ظاہر ہے ان کے واقعات کہیں نہ کہیں کتابوں میں پڑھے ہوتے ہیں، تو سب کی بڑے ماشاءاللہ انمول واقعات بھی ہیں، یونیک واقعات بھی ہیں. حضرت ابو بکر شبلی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، ان کا بڑا ماشاءاللہ پیارا واقعہ کہ جو وہ روزہ اکثر رکھا کرتے تھے، اور بڑی ماشاءاللہ ان کے بھی. حضرت معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ،
بشر حافی، اور
حضرت بشر حافی کا واقعہ ماشاءاللہ بڑا یونیک ہے کہ کس طرح آپ جو ہے نا وہ اس طرف آئے. یعنی آپ انیشلی آپ کہہ لیں کہ آپ شراب خانے کے اندر بیٹھے ہوئے تھے، وہ شراب کے نشے میں دھوتے تھے.
اللہ،
تو باہر سے کوئی ایک پیغام لے کر آیا کہ مجھے بشر حافی سے ملنا ہے، وہ تو شراب کے نشے میں دھوتے ہیں، کہ بس مجھے اسے ملنا ہے. بشر حافظ جب باہر نکلے، انہیں ملا تو کہا جی یہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ اس پیغام آپ کے نام ہے. اچھا، اس سے پہلے ہوا کیا تھا؟ یہ جب رستے میں جا رہے تھے تو رستے میں کہیں نا بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم کا لکھی ہوئی یا نیم اف اللہ لکھا ہوا تھا، اور ٹکڑے پیسا پیپر کے اوپر تھا. آپ نے بس اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی محبت میں اللہ کے نام کی تعظیم کے لیے اس کو اٹھایا، چوما، خوشبو گئی، اور ایلیویٹڈ پلیس پہ رکھ دیا، اونچی جگہ پہ رکھ دیا، صرف تعظیم کی. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کو ان کی یہ ادا اتنی پسند آئی کہ پھر وہاں سے نکال کر ان کو منصب ولایت پر جنا بٹھا دیا. جب پیغام دیا نا، تو حضرت بشر حافظ کو جب پتا چلا کہ اللہ کا پیغام ہے، تو آپ جھوم اٹھے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا پیغام میرے لیے، میسج فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. پھر آپ کا یہ انداز ہوتا تھا کہ آپ اکثر جو ہے نا وہ ننگے پاؤں چلتے تھے. حافی اسی وجہ سے آپ کو کہا جاتا، حافی کا مطلب یہ کہ ننگے پاؤں چلنے والا. اب جب ننگے پاؤں چلتے تھے، کہا جاتا ہے کہ ان کی ننگے پاؤں چلنے کی وجہ سے جو گلیوں کے اندر جانور چلتے تھے نا، تو وہ گوبر نہیں کرتے تھے، یعنی گندگی وغیرہ نہیں کرتے تھے. ہم جانوروں کو کیا پتا جہاں ان کا دل وہ کر دیتے، لیکن حضرت بشر حافی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ کی وجہ سے کہ وہ ننگے پہ چلتے ہیں، کہیں اللہ کے اس دوست کا، اللہ کے اس ولی کے پاؤں گندے نہ ہو جائیں، اس لیے آپ جو ہے نا وہ جانور جو ہے نا وہ گندگی نہیں کرتے تھے. اور جس دن آپ کا وصال ہوا، اس کے بعد پھر لوگوں نے اب دیکھا، اس کی ایک پہچان کا طریقہ یہ بھی تھا کہ لوگ جانوروں نے گندگی کرنا شروع کر دی، اس سے پہچان آ جائے کہ آج لگتا ہے بشر حافظ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا انتقال ہو گیا. تو یہ اندازہ لگائیں کہ کہاں وہ گناہوں کے دلدل میں، وہاں سے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے اٹھا کر کہاں ان کو ولایت کے منصب پر پہنچا دیا. تو مطلب انسان اپنی طرف سے وہ کوشش کرے، اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کے لیے جو ہے وہ رستہ کھول دیتا ہے.
سبحان اللہ. دی ویوز آف منی چینل، یو بی ہیئرنگ اباؤٹ جسٹ اے گلمپس آف سم آف دیز اولیاء اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ، اینڈ یو نو دی گریٹنس آف دیز پیپل اینڈ دیئر لائف. سم دے ور سم ہو ور بورن ان دیٹ وے آف ولایت، اینڈ دیئر از سم دوز ہو سٹرگل ان دی پاتھ. And then they gain that state. And then there's some those, like we say in Abishir Hafi, we had, who had respect for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that little action of theirs was a means of their acceptance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him to become one of his friends, subhanallah ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madhi Channel, alhamdulillah azawajal, this is, we're talking about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azawajal. Harun bhai was saying something earlier on, inshallah. We'll listen to what Harun bhai says, and then we'll go to the package of the day, inshallah. We've got a couple of other things to take on as well, inshallah. So, Harun bhai, we were mentioning about the friends of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
From amongst the many names, Basha, you mentioned Muslim Imam Sayyidatina, who was another big waliya. And once what happened was that a thief entered her home at night.
Allah.
And obviously, as thieves do, he searched the entire home for what he could possibly Allah. Take. So, he couldn't find anything besides a little pot. So, she said to him, she obviously discovered the thief, and she said to him that if you are an intelligent thief, if you are actually a good thief, you will not leave without taking something.
Allah.
You found nothing but a spot, but you won't leave this place without actually taking something. So he said that I couldn't find anything, so you know, what should you take? So she replied back to him that perform wudu with this pot, enter this room and offer 2 rakat of nafil. And you will definitely take something from here. So So he performed wudu, as she said, and he performed salah. So he stood up for salah. And then whilst this was happening, she made dua in the court of Allah that, oh my Lord, this man came to me but did not find anything. Now I have made him stand in your court.
Allah.
I made him stand in your majestic court. Do not deprive him of your divine grace and mercy. After this, when he completed his salah, he felt the sweetness of worship. Iman ki mithas, they say. And therefore, he remained busy in offering salah continuously until the last part of the night. And then when the time of suhoor came, she went to him and found him in the position of sajda.
Allah.
And you know, this waqiyah of the Nabi, it gives us many lessons. One of which is that the status that the awliya Allah have, one, when they make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can instantly accept their dua. Secondly, the way that a person's heart can change when he is present in the court of a wali Allah. For example, let's say, you know, someone comes to us, meets us, and we say to him, you should start reading the Namaz, you should start doing X, Y, and Z. It's not necessary that he'll start listening or he'll take heed of that advice. You know, maybe you'll say to him 100 times and he won't listen once. But it's possible for that, you know, a person who's a very big sinner, he goes into the court of a wali once. And just that one meeting, maybe those few moments he spent in that court can turn his life around, can change things for him totally. And the other thing is that the blessings of the awliya should not be shunned. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they try to undermine and almost degrade the status of the awliya Allah. That, you know, they are ordinary human beings, or, you know, they don't ought to be respected and elevated that people do, ma'azallah. But the awliya Allah and their fuyuz and barakat are genuine and they are authentic, and we hear this and we learn this from the authentic books, from the scholars, from, you know, literature that we've been seeing around for hundreds of years. You know, like Ustaz have said as well, that the awliya Allah, they've been around since, you know, the beginning of Islam. And this is why we should try our best to, whenever we get the opportunity, involve ourselves in those activities in which we can take the fuse of barakat, remember the awliya Allah. And one beautiful way of doing this is when it's the urs, for example, that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we present the wasila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ya Allah, this person of yours, this wali of yours, was a very elevated person. You know, he was a very virtuous and pious person. For his virtuous sake, please accept our du'as. Mm-hmm. And here, when you make them an intermediary, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as as well.
Inshallah, we're hearing about the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their presence, they're supplicating for people, people's lives changing, their glance changing the lives of people. And alhamdulillah, we heard about Sayyidina Rabi'a Basriya, radiyallahu anha, how effective her supplications, her du'as were, that the man who came to rob the house, but with her du'as, he came so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he became amongst the accepted people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will hear like this, you know, Haja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, 90 lakh, 9 million, huh? 9 million people, you know, embraced Islam on the hands of Haja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. You know, me and you cannot convince one person. And this is the shan, the status of the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they speak, they have an effect. People cry. When the people would come in the gatherings of Hazur Ghose Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, you know, people would pass out, people would faint, and sometimes their souls would leave their bodies. This was how effective that the great walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. Inshallah, we will continue talking about these great personalities. Let's go to the package of the day, inshallah, and inshallah, then we'll also go on to get the word, inshallah.
Respected Yusuf Balanchine, there is a famous account in Quran regarding the prostration of the angels before Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas Iblis La'in did not prostrate before Sayyidina Adam. Ulama have mentioned a very fine and beautiful point here, and it said that angels, they acted upon the divine command without any hesitation and prostrated to Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas Shaitan attempted to use his intellect and considered the command to be contrary to logic and reason. Allahu Akbar. So from this we learn that it is advisable to follow the way of angels and to act upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation, because we've got a limited intellect. Sometimes we cannot understand the wisdom and logic and reasoning behind the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we use our own intellect the way shaitan did, there's a possibility that we can be misguided. The reason is we are weak. We have not a perfect intellect. It is not that there is no reason or wisdom or logic behind the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the weakness of our intellect which cannot comprehend that. So it's always a good idea to just say labbaik upon each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to act upon whether you understand it or you don't understand it, whether you know the logic or you don't know the logic, whether you know the wisdom behind it or you do not know that. Alhamdulillah, ulama have mentioned many reasons behind so many forms of worships and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, if you do not know it, just think it is the weakness of your intellect. But the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and we should follow it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Any views, inshallah. We were listening to some beautiful Madani pools, inshallah. Well, now it's come to that time, inshallah, when we're going to go to guess the word, inshallah. So inshallah, let's see what we have for this, inshallah, what words, and our inshallah muballigheen there, inshallah, they can get to these words, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Inshallah, we will start off with the easy one, inshallah, four letter word. Ishaad bhai. Hoi. Yes. Ishaad bhai was very confident there. Subhanallah. Ji. R. Yarun bhai. Sorry, but you got a second chance now. See? Shai Bhai started off well with the first letter and then after that.
N.
O.
O.
M.
M. Guessing against either.
Yeah.
Subhanallah. Imam. Slightly bigger word, inshallah.
D.
H. N.
N.
T.
T.
S.
if E.
Eight or A.
No, sir. No, not another A.
I.
I.
M.
M.
C.
C. TV is Sasa. Sasa is getting there.
O.
Nothing again.
O. L. L. O.
Subhanallah. Sasa is getting there. Inshallah. Shall I do an easy one now, inshallah? جی فائل لیٹر ساسا باب سے شروع کرتے
ہیں
ای
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 S.
S.
W.
H. I.
I.
G.
I thought this was the easy one.
M.
M.
D.
B.
D. D.
D.
R.
R. Say anything.
You mind? Yeah. N. Sorry. N.
N. N. Yes, I will.
How?
That's
very really difficult. It's even difficult now.
N.
N. You got it.
Yeah.
Gee, Shahid bhai, come on.
Let's go.
Just don't go too deep.
B then.
B. This also.
This?
Yeah.
Oh.
Major. That is major sin, hoti hai na? Inshallah. Let's go to, I guess, the puzzle, inshallah, as well.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we are talking about these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, every friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you look at, and their lives and their connections as well, there's many things you'll find in their connection. For example, you've got Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi. You know, some people, sometimes we hear the name of Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi. It seems like that he's a from amongst the normal awliya Allah something. But Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi is from the Tabi'een, those who saw the Sahaba Ikram Ali Murtadha. It's mentioned that he has seen up to 130 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not just that, 70 were those who took part in the Battle of Badr. This is Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi, such a major, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go into the life of Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi, you'll find that he was in the time of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he actually named him Hassan. He was given the name from Sayyidina Farooq Azam. And no, it just doesn't finish there. Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala, she actually gave milk to Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi at his childhood. And you know, if you start to look into the lives of these great personalities, and he was amongst from the peaks of the awliya subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ustaz, you find many great awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this and their lives, and how, you know, they weren't just normal people. They had uniqueness from childhood. We know about Ghawse Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah. There are many great awliya like this.
جی عبد الحنان بھی جتنے بھی آپ جس کا بھی نام لیا جائے تو امام حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ یا کوئی بھی اللہ تعالیٰ کا جو ہے نا وہ ولی اس کو دیکھیں گے تو ایک چیز آپ کو انہیں نمایاں نظر آئے گی ہمبلنس عاجزی جس سے پاک میں اللہ کے نبی نے فرمایا من تواضع للہ فقد رفعہ اللہ کما قال نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہ جو بندہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا کے لیے عاجزی کرتا ہے رب تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کو مزید رفعت اور بلندی عطا کرتا ہے اور ویسے بھی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے قرب حاضر کرنے کے لیے اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے اولیاء میں شامل ہونے کے لیے جو صفات بیان کی گئی ہے ان میں سے ایک عاجزی بھی ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے قرآن پاک میں خود ارشاد فرمایا وعباد الرحمن الذین یمشون علی الارض ہونا کہ جو اللہ کے بندے ہیں رحمان کے بندے جب وہ زمین پر چلتے ہیں تو آہستہ سے چلتے ہیں یعنی عاجزی سے چلتے ہیں, ان میں اکڑ نہیں ہوتی, تکبر نہیں ہوتا, غرور نہیں ہوتا, بلکہ اس بات کو تو اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ نے منع فرمایا کہ زمین پر جو ہے وہ تکبر کے ساتھ چلنا یا اکڑ کا چلنا یا غرور کے ساتھ چلنا. قرآن پاک میں یہ اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, زمین پر تکبر کرتے ہوئے نہ چلو, نہ تو تم زمین کو پھاڑ دو گے نہ پہاڑ کی چوٹی پر چڑھ جاؤ گے. اچھا پھر اگر بندہ عاجزی کرتا ہے تو اس کے فوائد و ثمرات کیا ہے؟ حدیث پاک میں اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے مجھے وہی نازل فرمائی ہے کہ تم سب آپس میں تواضع کرو, عاجزی کرو, ہمبل کو اختیار کرو, ایک دوسرے پر فخر نہ کرو نہ ایک دوسرے پر ظلم کرو. تو لہذا جو اللہ کا ولی ہوگا, جو اللہ کا دوست ہوگا, اس کے اندر ایک یہ چیز ہوگی کہ وہ عاجز پسند ہوگا, عاجزی کرنے والا ہوگا, تکبر سے وہ دور ہوگا. دوسری جو اولیاء اللہ کے اندر ایک نمایاں صفت ہوگی وہ ہے شب بیداری.
اللہ
راتوں کو اللہ کی بارگاہ میں قیام کر کے اللہ کو راضی کرنا.
اللہ
تبارک و تعالیٰ نے یہ ان کی صفات کو خود قرآن پاک میں بھی بیان فرمایا ہے وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا کہ اللہ کے بندے وہ ہیں, رحمان کے وہ بندے ہیں جو راتوں کو اپنے رب کی بارگاہ کے لیے, اپنے رب کی رضا کے لیے سجدہ بھی کرتے اور قیام بھی کرتے, یعنی راتوں کو سجدہ اور قیام کی حالت میں گزارتے. اچھا ویسے بظاہر تو سمجھ نہیں آتا کہ ساری ساری رات وہ سجدہ اور قیام کرتے, اور بہت سارے ایسے اولیاء اللہ گزرے بھی ہیں کہ جو ساری ساری رات اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں سر مسجود ہوتے تھے, ساری رات عبادت کرتے رہتے تھے. لیکن مفسرین نے ایک معنی یہ بھی بیان کیا ہے کہ رات کو سجدے کے اندر اور قیام کے اندر گزارنے کا جو منیمم لیول ہے وہ یہ ہے, حضرت ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ جس بندے نے عشاء کی نماز کے بعد دو رکعت یا اس سے زیادہ رکعت ادا فرما لی, یعنی نماز پنجگانہ کے علاوہ ایکسٹرا دو رکعت ادا فرما لی, تو وہ ایسا ہے جیسے اس نے شب بیداری کر لی, اس نے رات کو قیام اور سجدے کے حالت میں گزار لی, یعنی یہ اس کا منیمم لیول یہ بھی ہے. تو لہٰذا اگر ہم بھی چاہتے ہیں کہ ان اولیاء اللہ کی فہرست میں شامل ہو جائیں یا ان کے نقش قدم پر چلنا شروع کر دیں, پھر ہمیں بھی چاہیے کہ ایٹ لیسٹ نماز پنجگانہ کے علاوہ راتوں کو کچھ نہ کچھ نوافل ضرور پڑے. اور اگر ہم نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سیرت طیبہ کو دیکھیں, اس سے بھی ہمیں یہ درس ملتا ہے. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اولیاء تو کیا, انبیاء کی بھی سردار ہیں, انبیاء میں بھی سب سے جو ہائی لیول رینک ہے, اول اعظم پیغمبر سے بھی اوپر آپ کا مقام ہے. لیکن اس کے باوجود اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا رات کو قیام اور سجدے کرنے کا یہ عالم ہوتا تھا کہ حضرت مغیرہ بن شعبہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ قام النبی حتی تورمت قدماہ, اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم راتوں کو قیام فرماتے, اتنا لمبا قیام فرماتے, اتنا لمبا قیام فرماتے کہ آپ کے پاؤں مبارک سو جایا کرتے تھے, ان میں ورم آ جایا کرتا تھا. اچھا جب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے عرض کیا گیا کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آپ تو ایسی ہستی ہیں کہ رب تعالیٰ نے آپ کے صدقے اگلے اور پچھلے کے گناہوں معاف فرما دیے, تو پھر بھی آپ اپنے آپ کو اتنی مشقت میں کیوں ڈالتے ہیں, اتنا قیام کیوں فرماتے ہیں؟ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا افلا اکون عبدا شکورا, کیا میں رب تعالیٰ کا شکر گزار بندہ نہ بنوں؟ کہ رب تعالیٰ نے جب مجھے اتنی نعمتوں سے نوازا ہے تو اس کی بارگاہ میں سجدہ کر کے شکر ادا کروں, اس کا جنا شاکر صابر بندہ بنوں. اس لیے ہمیں بھی چاہیے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اسی اسوہ حسنہ کو اپناتے ہوئے, آپ کی اسی سیرت طیبہ کو اپناتے ہوئے راتوں کو عبادت کریں جتنا ہو سکے. ضروری نہیں کہ آپ 100 نوافل پڑھیں, لیکن ایٹ لیسٹ کچھ نہ کچھ تو ہو جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں آپ ہدیۃً تحفۃً پیش کر سکیں. بلکہ اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس بات کی ترغیب بھی دی, ایک صحابی اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں آئے تو اللہ کے نبی نے ان کو تلقین فرمائی, ارشاد فرمایا علیک بکثرت السجود للہ, تیرے اوپر لازم ہے کہ راتوں کو سجدہ کیا کرو, یعنی نفلی عبادت کیا کرو, راتوں کو سجدہ کرنے کو لازم اختیار کر لو. تم جو بھی سجدہ کرو گے رب تعالیٰ ہر سجدے کی وجہ تمہارے درجات کو بلند کر دے گا اور گناہوں کو مٹا دے گا. لہٰذا اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی مزید قریب ہوں, اللہ کا قرب حاصل کرے, اللہ کے دوستوں کی فہرست میں اپنے نام کو شامل کرے, تو پھر اس کے لیے ہمیں راتوں کو سجدہ کرنا, راتوں کو قیام کرنا, نفلی عبادات کو اپنانا ہوگا. اس کا یہ طریقہ ہے.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, no doubt we'll be hearing about the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what their speciality about these people, that how they would spend the night in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would also, we talked about their humbleness, and you will find that many of these great awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these waliyas of Allah, if you read about their lives, you will find humbleness in each and every action of theirs. They will humble themselves down. They wouldn't really big themselves up or you know, even that they had such great knowledge. You know, like someone came to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, and he asked few questions, and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, you know, he answered them, and then there was few questions which he was asked, and Imam Malik said, I don't know. And the man turned around and he said to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, what will I go back to my people and say that I didn't have the answers? Tell them that Malik, he said, I didn't know. This was the humbleness of these great people. They didn't need to answer to everyone's question. They would humble themselves. And if someone like the great Imam of his time, Imam Malik, is saying that I don't know, then my dear viewers of Madni Channel, where does it leave me and you? It's like today, if someone asks us a question, we have to answer it. Whatever is in our mind, we have to, otherwise it's like we downgraded. And if you look at in our time, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Muqaddas, same way of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that if you find me making any mistake, rectify me inshallah, and you will find me turning back to that. And these are the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their lives were unique, their days, their humbleness, their nights in ibadah, their recitation of the Holy Quran. You know, these people, they would read hundreds of nawafil throughout the night, and they spend their times in ibadah, in worship, in getting the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's me and you, you know, we do one little action and we think that, yo, so we are something big. Shahid bhai, how these people were, you know, the uniqueness of these people, every attribute you look at there, it's full of uniqueness.
But remember, if we look at all their actions, whether it's doing zikr of Allah Almighty, look at their character, look at their personal life, it was the pure devotion for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Coming to the zikr of Allah Almighty, we look at all the valuable lives you mentioned, most notably the aspect of their lives, the constant of zikr of Allah Almighty, whether with their tongue, with their hearts, with their limbs, whatever they did, they continued doing the zikr of Allah Almighty. And the remembrance of Allah Almighty was the forefront of their mind and most important aspect of their lives in every aspect. Allah Almighty says that those who remember Allah while standing and sitting and lying down on their side, the men who abundantly remember Allah and the women who abundantly remember Allah. So remember me, I shall publicize you by giving you true fame and health. And if you look at it, these saints, they are remembered today. They will be continued to be remembered. Because why? They have devoted their lives in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. When we say that, you know, we do our remembrance, how much do we really do? What is our aspect? When we look at the character of these individuals, their character was such that this character spoke everything about them. Now they say that, you know, a person's character speaks volumes than words. People used to look at their character and they used to realize that this is somebody who's special, who's got a special high rank inside by Allah Almighty. And this is their character. Allah Almighty is the most merciful, He's giving and generous. He conceals people's faults and forgives their sins. Allah Almighty likes for these attributes to be adopted by His servants. And He's giving these attributes to His servants. Furthermore, the creation are all dependent of Allah Almighty, and the most beloved of creation to Allah Almighty is the one who treats His dependents the best. Now, Allah Almighty mentions about these pious saints, He says, and who restrains anger and forgives people, the righteous people are the beloved of Allah Almighty. When we have a problem or any issue with somebody, we tend to lose our temper. We tend to, if somebody says something to us which may upset or hurt us, we, rather than controlling ourselves, we probably give 2-3 answers back. But look at these individuals. They used to control themselves in every aspect. And they did not, you know, seek revenge. They did not do anything that would go against the Sharia. They did not do anything that would cause harm to another individual. And yet they simple way was to forgive people. Look at, and you know, you mentioned many saints. You look at the life of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. You know, right from childhood to birth, he's a saint. You know, from the family, alhamdulillah. And one beautiful, if you just pick on one point of their life, when they left and went on the Ikafla at a young age, and the robbers came to rob, and they could have hid the coins and said, look, I don't have any. But what did they say? I've got coins on me. My mother told me never to lie about anything. And look at that, never lie about anything. And they told them, and because of that aspect, the robbers accepted, you know, Islam and repented for what they were doing. Inshallah. What's our condition? We lie day in, day out. We teach our children to lie as well. Something for us to pick up from these high saints of Allah Almighty. And lying is an aspect which is, people don't even think that it's a lie. Mm. But yet, it's something which is very significant for us. And we should ponder upon this.
So, dear viewers, you're hearing about the qualities of the saints of Allah. So let's listen to a kalam, inshallah.
Oh.
Coming towards the end of our silsila, and we're talking about the great pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, and you know, we mentioned some of these great people, and alhamdulillah, they were people in the early times, and even towards our time, alhamdulillah, even in our time now, we have the great wali of Allah, Shaykh Tariqa Tamil Sunan Damat Bulkatim Ali. But if you look at last century, we know that you can't. Alhamdulillah, we can't mention the last century without the name of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah. And this was the walayat of these great, and these people, they spread Islam throughout the world, alhamdulillah, through their knowledge, through their pen, through their writing, through their character, through their akhlaq, through their, all these unique ways, alhamdulillah, they spread the deen. Sahab, talking about the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, you mentioned some of the signs, alhamdulillah, you know, about the characters, and they also staying up at night. There are other things which we'll find with the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
There are some others. I mentioned approximately 12, but out of 12, I just mentioned three or four. Yeah. So, don't commit any sin.
Allah, they don't commit any sin.
Don't commit any sin, avoiding from the any major sin or the
and
minor
sin. Time, you know, this time, you know, you, especially when the time we are in, and you know, you get people say, oh, this guy is a wali of Allah, this person is a wali of Allah. An easy way to understand this from what you have mentioned, that he doesn't commit a sin. You know, if someone is saying to us, and you know, for the viewers of Bandi channel, should be learning from this as well. If someone is saying to us, look, I don't need to read my namaz. Oh, they read their namaz in another country, or they read their namaz in Makkah al-Makarma, Madinah, that's why you don't see them praying. And you know, they're actually, they are committing a sin. And you know, many other things, sometimes they, you know, going past the boundaries of Sharia, for example, they will have such long hair, which a man is not allowed to have, etc. And many other things, yes. Even like what are they wearing, their dress code, their actions, and all sorts.
So there's a lot of things. The best and easy way, Hazrat Bayezid Bistami rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, somebody asked him, how I can become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or you can another way, you can say, how can I become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Hazrat Bayezid Bistami rahmatullah ta'ala replied him, be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ke dost, unke dost man jo. Why? Because the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all the time in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his shan. So when your name or your personality will very close to them, then it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also love you. Uh-huh. And this is the indication we can find from the Quran Pak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O the believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be in the company of sadiqeen. Jo satya hai unke saath ho jao. So it means if you can try your best to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's well and good. But if you can't, then at least be in the company of awliyaullah. Be in the company of nek and jana shakhsiyat ke saath. Inshallah, iski barkat se kya hoga ke jab unka beeda paar hoga, to unke sadqe hamara bhi beeda paar ho jayega.
So dear viewers of Madhi channel, to be honest with you, we'll run out of time. Let's see what the right answer is, inshallah. Ji. Ji, sweet. Subhanallah. So this is the right answer. My dear viewers of Madhi channel, actually our time has finished. And inshallah, we'll continue watching Madhi channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The path of the